I'm with Fabrice David from Duo Dynamics in Franconville, France. And Fabrice, can you describe the work that you're doing in Cold Fusion? What are you doing?
Yes, we are trying to get a direct conversion of Cold Fusion energy to electric energy.
And what type of cell do you use to do that? Are you using electrolytic? Are you using gas? What type of cell?
We are using a device we call fusion device, which are diodes of large surface made with palladium and semiconductor. We use a silicon semiconductor and other semiconductor, and we get a little voltage and a little power. Okay, it's little, but true energy, it's not excess energy.
So are you using any deuterium?
Yes,
with as deuterium. A gas?
As a gas, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a gas loading experiment.
And you're exposing the electrical circuits, these circuits, to the gas,
yes,
and creating electricity.
Yes.
Are you over unity?
Yes, it's pure over unity because there is no input. There is no input. So we have published at Washington, ICCF 14. We have published our result at Roma, at ICCF 15. And during the last 2 years, we stopped our research for financial issue. And now we are working in a session with an American company.
Mm. Can you tell me what type of federal support is there in France for cold fusion Lennard research?
Oh, in France, there is absolutely no federal support, any euro, nothing, nada.
Why do you think there is no... Why is it that there's no federal support?
I don't know. It's very difficult to understand why. I have no response. I have some response about the way to transform cold fusion in fusion energy into electricity, but I have no response about this thing about policy. It's a more complex problem.
Mm-hmm. In France, there is a strong conventional nuclear industry. What is the feeling of the conventional nuclear industry towards cold fusion Lennard research?
Oh, they are very suspicious, of course. But it's not only against cold fusion, it's the same thing with all the other new energy. I'm also working in the field of energy conversion from classical new energy like wind energy and marine energy. And it's the same thing. We have a very few support, and there is support only for the subsidiary of the national electricity producer.
Why do you keep doing this research when there is no support? Why do you continue?
I don't know. It's another question I cannot respond. I take my first patent 20 years ago in 1991. And it was the beginning of the end of my scientific career. But it's too late to go back now.
Mm-hmm. It's important for clean energy, though, correct?
Yes, it is important for clean energy. In the future, there is probably application for the grid, because in my, I can be wrong, but in my mind, cold fusion will be only a source of electricity for small device like fridge roast, fire detector, little computer. But it's still a good new, because there is a lot of of pollution by chemicals only by the batteries of Walkman or the batteries of computers or something like that. It will be very great if it will be possible to buy a computer or buy a wristwatch who don't need battery for forever.
I look forward to that day. Thank you for speaking with me, Fabrice David.
Thank you. Do you want to